What up, it's your man Sam, host of Just Talking With Sam podcast. What? Just Talking With Sam podcast. We are back for 2014, and me and Tosh have been sit out on this podcast. We're going to get into the goings on of 2014, you know, about some biz, do the stuff we normally do, but before that, we got to pay some bills. First thing we got to do, we got to say thank you to all the people whose hearts grew three times the size as big over the holiday season and gave to the Just Talk With Sam podcast via samtronation.com donate button. For those who wasn't able to give as much as you can give, don't worry, you can give some more. Go to Just Talk With, go to samtronation.com on the homepage of the current promotions page, click that donate button, and give to whatever makes you feel like a good person. By doing that, you guys keep the podcast rolling. You keep the free funny free. You guys pay for mics. You guys pay for service space. And any other instance that we show up here on this show, you guys have a stake in it, and you make us better. I mean, that's just as simple as that. So go to samtronation.com on the homepage of current promotion place, click the donate button, and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. Now that we got that out of the way, you can still show your love for the podcast without actually, you know, and you get something in return. Sometimes you give, like Bill Murray said in Kingpin, sometimes you got to give a little to get so much more in return. You can do that by going to the store at samtronation.com. You can get your favorite t-shirts, whether that be, you know, I don't know, the logo tee, you can get the women's kiss tee, the we can't make this ish up tee, or my personal favorite, non-threatening black man. Or, you know one thing you can do, buy some of the old school archived episodes, stickers, everyone loves to Just Talk With Sam stickers, or my iTunes people. It's totally free, you don't have to buy it. You can get the iTunes app, or for your iPhone. That's one thing you can do. Well, you have an iPad, iPod, Apple, whatever. You guys get that, and you guys are on the front line for anything that happens with this podcast. Updated information of when the episode comes out. Updated, you know, things of what it's about. Archived episodes, references. All the stuff that we do, you can get via that iPhone app. Another thing you can do is subscribe, rate, and review. By doing that, you guys can do that on our iTunes, and by showing your love, by subscribing, rating, reviewing, you guys can bring more people to samtronation.com, or you guys can show how much you care about this podcast, that you know, let's face it, you guys, this is a grassroots effort. If it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be doing it, so there you go. You guys can show your love, like, I was here since day one, or Sam's and blah, blah, blah. You guys could do that by getting the iTunes app. You can subscribe right now. One thing we are doing before we get the show on the road, we got a couple of sponsors this week. Our first sponsor are the good folks at PetSmart. Look, a few of you guys may have gotten pets over the holiday season. Nice little cat, fish, nice little puppy. But speaking of puppies, this is exclusively for them. You can go to samshownation.com, click the PetSmart link, and enroll your puppy in PetSmart's Puppy Center. You know, we're all partners, and it takes a village. Sometimes it takes a village to raise that little puppy. You guys can save up to $180 with their puppy starter kit. Everything you need for your puppy to make sure your puppy, regardless of what breed it is, your puppy is the smoothest puppy on the block. Let's say you didn't get a puppy, but you still want to spoil your pets. PetSmart has everything you need for your dog, cat, fish, fur, reptile, snake. I don't know if you guys got a snake. Live pet, virtual pet. Who gives a damn? If you got a pet, you can go to PetSmart via samshownation.com and get them a gift. Let them know you care, man. Some of the things you can do with your puppies, you know, is man's best friend. Keep them that way. So go to PetSmart.com. Next on that list here that we are doing at samshownation.com are the good folks at Mangrate. What's a man great? You asked the man great. The grill enhancement system voted 2011, 12, and now 13 grill accessory of the year. Is the best way to get steakhouse quality steaks without leaving your own backyard. And guess what, my friends? You checking out them bowl games and you going to be in the house, which you can do, and or if you're not in the college football, you can go into NFL. It's playoff season. You got playoff tickets. Tailgating, baby. You'll be the man when you tailgate. And let Sam help you. You can go to SamShowNation.com, under the current promotions page. Click that Man Great link. And for $19.99 plus shipping, you guys get a cool Man Great that fits any grill, leaves perfect grill marks. Everything that you need to tail your tailgate up. And for my patriots out there, it's made in America. Made in America! It's made in America! You guys are doing it. If you act now, every Man Great purchase comes with a free grilling brush. By doing that, you keep your grill tight, make everything look cool, and you are the man at the tailgate party. Say what's up. Get yourself a Man Great by going to SamShowNation.com, clicking that link on the current promotions page. Save yourself some money, too. $19.99 plus shipping. And lastly, the granddaddy of them. Listen. Christmas is over. The holiday season's over. You're probably not getting that gift that you need that special person to give you. But don't be discouraged. Go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Amazon link on the homepage or promotions page. You can do it yourself. Look! James Brown made a song about it. You don't need no help from nobody. You can open up the door, you can get it yourself. But I still want to help. So go to SamShowNation.com, go to Amazon, click the Amazon link, and get that gift that you want to set off 2014 right. Maybe some resolutions out there. Hey, go to Amazon, via SamShowNation.com. My people who says, hey, you want to knock off a few LBs? I personally happen to like a thicker milkshake, but if you want to shape yourself up, go ahead and do that by getting some workout equipment. You got another, you know, you want to be more caring to friends? Go ahead and get yourself a friend calendar from Amazon.com. What's another? You want to quit smoking? You can get scared straight from Amazon.com. Whatever you got to do to make your 2014 better, hey, you want to listen to more music? There's a lot of Bose headphone sets. There's a lot of headphones. You want to learn an instrument? Get a guitar, keyboard, whatever. You can be a DJ. Go to Amazon.com via SamShowNation.com. Click in the link. It's the best way to get whatever you was going to get. Let's face it, you was going to get there anyway. And you help out the show. And by doing that, it's a win-win for that. You're not going to spend more money. I'm not taking more money out of your pocket. Hell, you may mess around and save money. Who knows? SamShowNation.com. Click the Amazon link and get what you want. Now, with all that said, let me, and to a very lower extent, Tasha. No, I'm just kidding. Welcome your 2014 in. Let's plug up these mics. Let's get everything rolling. I will see you guys in about, I don't know, 90 seconds. See you in a few. This is Just Talk with Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam Podcast. Put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it. I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
You on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
right, let's just get into this, man. What's up, y'all? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. We back, 2014. Granted, I want just let's clear the air right now. We have, you know, a few new listeners, so welcome to Just Talk with Sam podcast, and hopefully you stay with us. Yada yada spleef, feel welcome. I need you guys to remember something that someone has said to you, very positive and thought provoking in your lives, and that is all, because I'm not going to say that right now. But we got a good podcast and all the other good stuff you would find. Thanks for joining us. We'll go from there. Look, I want to introduce to my new people. I'm only doing this because of you. You know, somebody else is on the mic, Tasha, who's our executive producer, and well, we don't know why.
I'm the co-host.
You're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
I am.
You're not.
You messed with your Sam the co-host.
You're not.
Just talking with Sam and Tasha.
You have co-hosted.
I am a co-host.
See, no. No, you see, stop.
I'm your number one co-host.
Resolution for 2014. Anybody else who, I don't know, feel like being executive producer, because
no,
we're firing.
Good job at.
Here's what we're doing.
Do a darn good job.
I'm single person, and at any given time, like here's what good hosts don't do. They don't eat on mic. And immediately,
I am fresh in my breath.
As soon as the mic cut on, right after you eat something,
I am freshening my breath. With
here
a
we
mint.
Go. Here we go.
I didn't think that was a crime.
Yep, it is. All right, you know, false start. 2014. Let's start it over. You know, a lot of people have a lot of pressure while doing the first show of the new year, and a lot of people have things that just, you know, they try to make a show happen out of nothing because there is a pressure, because you got a, in our case, you got a new audience, you got stuff that's happening, and you have a person who's playing on the phone and
my
not
phone
paying
benefits
attention.
You.
And it's like, this is like the worst. No one's ready for the day, but we're just going to keep going. We're going to keep going
Sam,
on with the show.
You the one thing people don't pay attention. I pay attention to everything.
You don't.
I do. I can have three things going on.
Here we go.
You will never know.
As we said in the last podcast, before we took a quick break, I mean, it was the holidays and all this stuff happening. One of the things we are doing, we're reaching out to other people for 2014. Actually, we were supposed to have a guest in today, but while we're taping this, it's fucking cold. It's a degree. It's one. It is one.
It's a little more than one today.
No, it's one. It is 1 degree. I'm looking at the goddamn weather. It's 1 fucking degree. As a person who enjoys his whiskey, I didn't have to go out and get ice. I just essentially put my drink outside and everything is ready to go. It is 1 degree. So that person, who we're not even going to say that was supposed to be here, they will show up later. I got the text from them. It was, no. It was just like, I can't do it today. Totally understandable. Totally understandable, and I'm just like, yeah, almost like, fuck my career. Alright, we're just getting into this, and we're not even going to, you know, we're not even going to even attempt to come over here, which is fair. So, when they show up, they show up. But speaking of people going elsewhere when it's, like, dramatically cold outside, if you was listening last week, you pay attention to the Facebook page. I went over to a good buddy of ours, K-Hub, from Raw Radio X, Corner with K-Hub Show. I was welcomed with open arms, mainly because it was, well, 8 degrees at that time. It was 8 degrees and welcomed with open arms because that's how the hell we kept warm that night. Also, you can go on our Facebook page, Corner with K-Hub, and just, you can listen to the show or what have you. But, no, it's good folks. Good folks always.
Thanks for allowing Sam to come there and mess up your studio, okay?
Everything was going good. And if you want to listen to a show, you can always go to rawradiox.com. 7 o'clock Mondays.
And they're available on the TuneIn app.
Yeah. Now, everything was going great when we went to see our buddy K-Hub. It was drinks had. It was goddamn party until somebody had to put their nose in people's business for nothing. For nothing. And you know what? That person.
I was calling K-Hub to say hi.
Well, why did you talk to me?
You was on there.
All right. We're not going to start off 2014 like this. There's some people right now who are at the cubicle. They're doing whatever they're supposed to do. And this is kind of like their introduction to the show. Even though, you know, we love K-Hub and all that other good stuff. Let's get down to business. Last podcast was a week ago. I mean, it seemed longer, but not really.
Was it a week ago?
No, a little bit more than that. It seemed...
Last recorded show.
Yeah, it's still recorded, but... It's our show, not K-Hub's. K-Hub's was a week ago, but one of the people that we got into, one of the things we like doing, we like talking, we like chopping up with our folks. So, we said it on various shows. We had a good vacation, good holiday season. I hope you guys had one. And now that we got that out of the way, let's talk about last week's lifeboat.
Sure you want to do that?
I have never seen a lifeboat where nobody is right. On every form of social media, whether that be Instagram, whether that be Facebook, whether that be Twitter, whether that be whatever it is, no one is safe on that damn boat. Everybody had an opinion. Say, normally I read this, like, oh, the consensus, everyone.
It was like a mix.
It was a mixed bag. I'm not changing mine one bit either. But the only person who across the board was safe, Richard Pryor.
Yes.
And those who keep in score, new people, we do this thing called lifeboat. Where we take, you know, it's a 3 out of 4 scenario, kick somebody off the boat if you can save their life. The one in question is Richard Pryor, Bill Cosby, mm-hmm. Eddie Murphy, and Chris Rock. Mm-hmm. Now, I personally kicked off. BK, who did he kick off? BK kicked off, Chris Rock. He kicked off Chris Rock, and we spent the day defending him. I kicked off Eddie Murphy. You kicked off, who did you kick off?
Bill Cosby.
See, right there, there's 3 different answers right there. So, it comes with, I went to the barbershop. Not a lot of flack for this one, because like I said, everybody was divided. So, this week, we're just going to get into what's going on with it. I'm sorry, did you have anything before we get into the show at all?
Nope. I wish you would go get my phone off the floor.
No, I can't do that.
I'm about to get it again.
I cannot, because you don't know how to pay attention.
I do know how to pay attention.
See, that's the problem with y'all.
But I will get my phone off the floor because
it could be on the charger. That would be an improvement for it to be on charger. You know what? I strongly believe you can't go an hour without that phone. You really can't. And I don't mean sleep. I don't mean, you know, or like eating or something that where your hands don't have anything to do with the phone. I don't think you can have your phone sit on the table and you just have an hour without it.
Sam, why can't I? Why are you?
Because that's, you know what, I don't have
this. Just because your phone was whack.
First of all, my phone is awesome.
Don't mean I got to, you know, be mean to mine's, okay?
My phone is awesome. I'm part of the Galaxy family. No. Galaxy Windows Hybrid.
The Samsung family.
Either way, it's an awesome phone. But the whole point of it is, I can live my life without. That's kind of how we got spoiled. I think, attention, ADD, that's what I was looking at. Attention deficit disorder, that's it, right? Either way.
Attention deficit.
Yeah, I just said that.
You said definite.
No, I said deficit. As in less, not enough.
You said definite, but it's okay.
All right, either way. Here we go. This week's life, we may be cutting this one short. No, we got a lot of stuff to do. We're going to do a special podcast where we do... it's weird that we have to do this every year to like reintroduce pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. But sometimes on the podcast when we're not just talking, we do segments, we have fun, we have different themes. A lot of games being played. Usually games are played.
Games. I like games.
Normally games are played when there's more than 2 people here.
Hey, we like to play games, Sam.
We do
play
games.
Games too a little later on.
I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm going to do. You're going to charge up the iPhone and this is going to be me and
just you and your
head
tonight.
I did read some over the break. It was a quick email. It just says the one of the best sound effects. We do play sound effects and stuff, but mm-hmm. is that one of the best sound effects?
Is the ice in the glass?
Is, wow, you don't let me finish it.
Oh, I'm
you
know, finished. Is that what it is?
You don't understand. We're talking to roughly 60,000 people. You have to break them in. This is
I'm sorry.
I'm stepping out of character right now. Just to
hey.
Oh no. I'm sorry. Speaking of people, stepping out of character. I have to do it because we got to bring the new listeners in.
Okay.
And I said the word. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to step out of character. And give Tasha a little lesson.
Really?
I'm trying not to be condescending, but how radio works is, even if me and you talked about something off mic, mm-hmm. we still have to address it to the people who's listening.
Not in full detail, but...
Okay. All right, I'm back. I'm back in character. Hold up. The whole point is, like, one of the sound effects, like the sound effects that we just used, is that you let dead air go, and you have a sound effect that says glass is moving around in a cup of whatever you're drinking. Mm-hmm. I want to tell that person, that is not a sound effect.
It's not.
That is just something that's happened. That's a
he
real...
He has alcoholic beverages.
It's a real moment. That is a real moment. But either way, let's get back down to the nitty gritty. Let's talk about this week's... Did I just lose a lot of people? Anyway, this week's lifeboat.
That is like the harshest curse words you can use.
What?
Mother F.
Yep. No, no, it's not.
What's harsher than that?
Harshest word motherfucker is not. Is the longest.
It's the harshest.
Is the longest. Nah. If I'm really one jab motherfucker. See how effortlessly it flew out. That's how I know it's not the harshest. Cunt is a big one.
Cunt is more.
Bitch is a big one. Bitch
is
a
more.
Bitch is a big one.
On not heritage, but like nationality.
Nationality.
Yeah.
Bitch is a big one.
Cunt is like calling a black girl the B word. Well, back
honestly,
in the day, it's like calling an Italian girl a cunt. It's
All right. Let me break it down. Honestly, you know it's a biggie, and it trumps everything I'm saying.
What?
Pussy. Second you say pussy.
I say it all the time.
But the second you say it, people mind change.
I'm like, I'm scratching my pussy.
If you said that, it just turns into...
Oh, my cat Justine. They be like...
No. See, the world has changed where, like, I want to bring back queer.
Because you used to call a vagina cat.
Yeah, cat or...
Then it got the coochie. Yeah.
No. Let's go way back. Jelly. That's like your 20s, 30s. You could tell motherfucker was watching the See how effortlessly that came out of my mouth? Either way. Like, you could tell motherfucker was
like
watching
the evolution of it.
That was your boardwalk empire.
Let's say it started off as vagina. Then went to cat. Then it went to coochie. Then it's pussy. Then the ghetto girl's good.
No. It was pussy first. But they needed words to cover up. You get what I'm saying?
I like saying pussy versus saying vagina or cat or coochie.
Vagina is more clinical.
Yeah, vagina is a...
How the fuck did we get here?
Because we're talking about harsh curse words. That's how we got here.
We should have been. We was talking about life.
They said the MF. Oh, that's that. You know, I'm never thinking about it. MF is a very harsh curse word.
All right. Either way. Whew. It's fun. You know, it's... bullshit, because I have to go into this. You know what I have to do. But this week, the theme for the lifeboat is America's Sweetheart. Now, what do you think of when you think of America's Sweetheart?
I don't want to say innocent, but I want to say she has an innocence about her. Young, starlet,
mm-hmm.
everybody likes her. Not really too many bad things said about her.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think about her.
Mine is pretty close to that, but I don't think it's an age gap. I think it's a young lady. I just said there's no age gap. But I think it's a lady where everyone across the board agrees with. And I don't mean agree with, like, that person's a super smart guy, right? Or right. No, I think it's just, even when you're wrong, we're going to let it slide because you're so endearing. That's a good word. You're so endearing to the situation at hand where it's just, it goes such against popularity to disagree with you that we just gonna love you regardless of whatever your flaws and what have you. Okay. I think that's a good American sweetheart. Now, this is the first, now we talked about this a little bit when Ike was here a couple weeks ago, but I think this is the first
Divas.
Well, never mind. We did Divas, but this is probably a second. You know, I like my ladies. I like the ladies out there, but, you know, a lot of lifeboats, it was becoming a bit of a sausage factory. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let's do it this way. First up, when I think of American sweetheart, Julie Roberts. Hold on, wait. Here's what we'll do with this lifeboat, since it's just me and you in a room.
Okay.
Just me and you. This is one of those lifeboats we have to decide together who we're kicking off. And don't cut off that fourth person, please. Because that fourth person always gets just railroaded. All right. Number one, Julia Roberts. America's sweetheart. In everybody's movie, your best friend's wedding. You got
one of
the,
my faves.
She actually made hoeing damn near dreamy. And for lack of a better word, that is the what movie she was on?
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. Here's what we can do, since you can't deny this person. And I'm throwing it out there. You can touch your phone. You have to go on one website alone. IMDb. Just rattle off some movies with these people I'm naming. Go. It's cool. I don't think you're going to stay. You're going to go on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and everything else before you get there.
No,
but,
I'll do what you right. asked me to do.
All right, but here we go. Julia Roberts, hands down, scandal. I don't want to say scandal free.
No,
because she didn't have her
Lyle Lovett thing.
The Lyle Lovett thing, but it's so little. We pay so little attention because you're the quirky.
She was in Pretty Woman.
You're the quirky friend in every movie.
Mirror, Notting Hill, Eat, Pray, Love. My best friend.
Eat, Pray, Love. That was a good
one. Runaway Bride, Steel Magnolias.
You get my point now, huh? I just needed a few movies just to let people paint that picture of where she is, where she's a person who, for the most part, kept her private life to herself, but even in Scandal, we still kind of like, all right, let's hear her out. She, if there was an all-time list of American sweethearts, of if you can post, we just got the best four we could think of, she would be that. I don't want to say that she's the first, but she damn sure is, like, if there was a Mount Rushmore of America's sweethearts, she would be a person I would consider.
I understand why, but I don't agree with 100%.
Okay,
but I
okay.
understand why.
Let's go down to the next person.
Okay.
Topic. America's sweethearts.
Mm-hmm.
Newest on the list. J-Law. Jennifer
That's a
Lawrence.
Personal. That is a personal one.
Hold on, but hear me out. Jennifer Lawrence, although she may be, what is she, 20? She's
23.
She's young. She has not had the experience.
Oh, my God. Her middle name is Schrader.
Who?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yep. But she may not have had the experience of, like, someone like Julia Roberts. I went to one end of the spectrum, the older one.
Let's read her very short.
But hold on. Here we are. But some of the things she's been in where we all agree. Hunger Games, Locking It Down with Hunger Games, Winter's Bone, Silver Linings Playbook. For the most part, everything she's ever been on is Oscar worthy.
Choosing except, garden party.
Hates. House at the end of the street.
X-Men First Class.
X-Men First Class. Yes.
The Devil You Know. Hunger Games. American Hustle. Serena's. And oh, the movie that's coming up. Garden Party.
Only stuff we've seen. Only stuff we've seen. So if you're on IMDb, sometimes they go a little bit earlier. But another thing.
I'm on Wikipedia, actually. Okay. I don't like IMDb.
Okay, fair enough. But another thing with J-Law is she got on Conan. Start talking about she
butt
has
plugs.
A thing of butt plugs. Let it slide. Lindsay Lohan will never live that shit down.
Lindsay Lohan, it'd be more expected from her. Jennifer Lawrence.
But she wasn't
just
living.
Getting, like, you got into it with John Rivers. You just
got
getting,
into it with John Rivers.
You're just getting here.
You're just getting here. And you're doing scandalous shit, but you're not doing it enough to the point where we're like, you're instantly wrong. Like, here's a male equivalent of.
I don't think she's all that.
Hold on, hear me out. Here's the male equivalent of America's Sweetheart, Tom Hanks. Can you say anything bad about Tom Hanks?
No, because he has the body of work to stand behind it.
Exactly. And look at a young up and coming. The youngest person on this list I have right here is J-Law. And quite honestly, Jennifer Lawrence, you could look at this. Look at in front of it. Is she not blazing her path to be
there? I know
there?
Somebody you're going to miss.
And she's an Oscar winner.
But I know somebody you're going to miss on the list.
Oh, no. Hear me out. Hear me out. Another person on this list. Anne Hathaway.
You can't say nothing bad about Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway. America's Sweetheart again. She goddamn Catwoman. It's Catwoman. She came in, what was that? Les Mis. Why am I blanking on Les Mis? Like, somewhere out there, Liz is pissed at me for all of
Princess
our...
Princess Diaries.
Princess Diaries,
LA
yes!
Princess Diary 2.
And
Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, she was in Brokeback.
Let's see.
Hands down.
Brad War, that was a good movie. Alice in Wonderland.
Okay, now it goes back to the scandal part, where she can do and say different stuff. Throughout the years... No fault of her own. She's been caught up in some shit. She said some things out of the way. Not necessarily.
Oh, yeah, she was in Rio.
Yes, she was. Not necessarily PC. Some stuff she said. But we let it slide.
PG.
Huh?
You said PC or PG?
PC. As politically correct.
Yeah.
Like. PG, I mean, come on, she played a hoe in fucking Les Mis, and she was Catwoman, so PG, she played whole Catwoman.
But even when she played saucier roles.
Whole Catwoman. We still let it go.
But no, it still doesn't, like, reflect differently on her. She's like, Anne Hathaway, I don't want to say she's flawless, because she's not, but
no.
She's just like, she really embodies America's Sweetheart to me.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's a good one. And last on the list, and I'm not putting her fourth. Had I thought about this, I would probably put somebody else fourth to kick this person off. Because this fourth person on every life vote never gets their just desserts.
I'm not saying a word.
But Sandra Bullock. Sandra motherfucking Bullock. The body, using your words against you. The body of work speaks for itself. This person has been in scandalous stuff. Like, she did something kind of insensitive in the height of Hurricane Katrina. Right when the downpour that come on. Unfortunately, you know, she couldn't have a kid. I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, it wasn't in the cards for her biologically. Let's put it like that. And... In the midst of Hurricane Katrina, she went down to Hurricane Katrina, got a black kid, named him Louie, and called him Sambo for a while until she realized, yeah, maybe I shouldn't do that shit. And then, called him Louie, everything's fixed! Not racially insensitive. Then, Jesse James! She had a little thing with Jesse James.
Yeah, it was her husband.
She
was in Love Potion number 9. Wow.
Jesse James cheated on her with was the tattoo lady name?
Kat
Von D's. Everyone immediately took her side. Jesus now,
speed.
A person like Halle Berry, who would be in this. Halle
you are wrong for not including Drew Barrymore.
Oh, shit. No. You know what? I stick by my story, not including Drew Barrymore, because she caught a ton of shit when she broke up with Tom Green. When their marriage imploded, she was like, yeah, it's me. I did it. Then, old Firestarter herself was a troubled teen after Firestarter. That's how Fire History go back. Drew Barrymore, she was like Lindsay Lohan before TMZ.
But she was way younger when Drew Barrymore was doing drugs. I know it's not
that
making.
But that's the only.
But
thing.
She was like really, really young.
But that took her out of the American Sweetheart run. That's what, because we still remember that. You know what I mean?
Jennifer Lawrence smoked weed, I'm sure.
Jennifer Lawrence may smoke weed. She may do crack. She went on Conan's and she had butt plugs.
Movies. Miss Congeniality.
Hold on. Did you see Gravity? Gravity, motherfucker. Gravity. I went on this podcast and I've said many times I want to be an astronaut. I want to be the first basketball playing astronaut. I saw Gravity. Fuck astronauts. I never want to be an astronaut. I don't even want to. I will go to space, but I don't want to do shit in space. I saw Gravity. Fuck astronauts right now. Astronauts do a ton of shit. If you know an astronaut, hug them. Because that was some scary shit. Not scary as in, oh my god, is Jason coming out and going to kill you? No, it was scary as in, oh my god, this shit is a job. This shit is a job. For start, alright, you can start calling your lifeboats right now. I don't even have to go into Sandy Bullock.
Not you, Sandra Bullock.
Hold on, wait. Who you kicking off?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, fuck.
She
survived the Hunger Games twice.
I am basing this not
twice.
Hear me out. I am basing this solely on a body of work. That's why they want her in, is because she's so young. I'm basing this solely on body of work. She has to go.
But on that spectrum, how little Jennifer Lawrence is an
she
Oscar
may
winner.
Have, she may be an Oscar winner, Sam, but
I love Sandra Bullock, especially after just seeing Gravity.
Sam.
She does not have an Oscar.
But she probably will after the Gravity.
After Gravity, that's the future. She got Golden Globe sold up.
Okay.
She better walk away with a glowing gold.
Okay, Sam. I'm not basing this on awards. I'm basing this on a body of work. The same thing that I base every lifeboat decision I make on.
Really?
Body of work.
And
yes.
You kicked off Smokey Robinson and you basing it off a body of work?
I base that one not off body of work, but I base
all right,
that. I based that one on vocal ability. Since it was about music, this is what
okay.
I based it off of
okay.
vocal ability.
Okay, let's talk about body of work. You kick off Forrest Whitaker. We're talking about body
that
of work.
That was
all right, then. If this is personal, say it's personal. But
it's not, Jennifer Lawrence, though, is not personal. She just doesn't deserve it yet.
So, if you drive the lifeboat, you wouldn't save Jennifer Lawrence?
No.
I would. Jennifer Lawrence shows me of the
who
future.
Gotta go then, since you're saving her?
For me?
Who gotta go?
For me?
Who ain't
have now, this is one of these things where me and you have to agree at the end of the day. Because it's just the two of us. But if I had to sit down and say one of these ladies have to get out of here.
Bye, J-Law. You know I'm right.
You half right. Julia Roberts, you got dip, man. You got dip! Take your fucking toothy grit. You know what? Hold on, wait. I'm thinking about Julia Roberts movies right now as American Sweetheart.
I am looking at quite a few Julia Roberts movies just on my shelf.
Yeah, that's personal for me because I have to see these horseshit movies. It was the only reason I didn't pick Anne Hathaway because I was thinking Anne Hathaway. She played Catwoman. And she played a convincing Catwoman. And that little nerd boner in me shot up. And it was just like, you all right? You doing a good Catwoman? You can stay because they're coming out with Batman, Superman. Julia Roberts, take your ass somewhere else. Now, we applaud what you have done in the past. But lately, your body of work, if you want to play the body of work game, pull up the last few movies from Julia Roberts. Where now you're just kind of like, what the fuck, man? After everything after Eat, Pray, Love, I was just, yeah, all right, motherfucker, you are just milking it. Nah, you're not doing shit. You're not being American Sweetheart no more. Everything after Eat, Pray, Love, read it off. Now, I'm only doing this lifeboat as in what can you do
Jennifer
for me
Lawrence
later.
Don't even belong on this list.
Jennifer Lawrence do belong.
She does
as
not.
As America's sweetheart? Yes, she does.
No, she does not.
She has been in the public eye long enough.
Nation, let me know if you agree with me. She does not belong
here
on this
list. Here it is. We're going to put it on all of our social media stuff. I'm very curious to see, A, who would you replace Jennifer Lawrence with, and B, who would you kick off in the four that we have? You said Drew Barrymore. Drew Barrymore got to go. She messed up. That the drugs and alcohol thing.
I could throw Cameron Diaz on there.
Fuck no.
I could.
No. But anyway, Julia Roberts.
After what movie you said?
After Eat, Pray, Love. Everything after Eat, Pray, Love. Eat, Pray, Love was what, 2-3 years ago? 3 years ago.
Love, Wedding, Marriage, Larry Crown, Mirror, Mirror, August, Osage County, and Coming Up the Normal Heat. The Normal Heart, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got a dip, guy. Because now it's like you're cashing it in at that point. After Eat, Pray, Love, Eat, Pray, Love was your last one.
Julia Roberts, I can successfully say
Aaron Brockovich got to get the fuck off this boat.
Julia Roberts has been acting for almost 30 years.
Look, we applaud
Jennifer Lawrence ain't even 30. She don't get the
We applaud you for what you have done.
Based it on the body of work.
That's unfair. Because even in that case, Anne Hathaway, if you did that, Anne Hathaway shouldn't be in here.
Anne Hathaway should be on there. Her body of work is triple the size of Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes, but it's a bunch of shitty movies.
I like Anne Hathaway.
That's why, if you want to make it personal. So, I take it, this is one of those lifeboats. Me and you can't jointly agree and kick someone.
We're not.
Okay.
Because you fight for Jennifer Lawrence and there's nothing to fight for.
Hunger Games, motherfucker. She killed 23 people. Wait.
So what?
Yeah, 23. Hold on, wait. No, Peter lives, so it's 24.
You can throw Gabrielle Union on there if you want to talk about America's Sweetheart.
Whoa. I thought about that. But the body of work game.
Pull up Gabrielle Union.
You pull it up.
Gabrielle Union has been in a lot.
She has been in a lot of stuff, but it's not to the point.
Bigger than Jennifer Lawrence.
You're not understanding.
Jennifer Lawrence don't deserve to be on the
list. You're not understanding, though. You're not understanding. She didn't get the public eye when you come off and say and do certain things where we let it slide. It's almost like, here's what I mean by America's Sweetheart. You got the body of work to say dumb shit. And we don't hold you accountable for it, the dumb shit you see. Get it? Gabrielle Union is a smart woman and does not say dumb shit.
Gabrielle Union started off in them little dumb teen movies.
She sure did. Bring it on. But you not one more time. I'm going to say it one more time. Has Gabrielle Union ever been a public eye and did some dumb shit?
No.
That's the point. America's Sweetheart in this one, all of these women have done dumb shit. And we instantly pick their side. We instantly like, oh, this is an isolated incident. Meanwhile, you get a Lindsay Lohan. You get your, what's the other girl? Amanda Bynes.
Scarlett Johansson.
Miley
Cyrus.
Should
have been on the list. Charlize Theron should have been on the list.
That, both of those two never say any dumb shit. Tell me I'm lying. If you give me, I kick off Jennifer Lawrence right now for a ScarJo dumb shit moment. No, she ain't had one. ScarJo.
Jennifer Lawrence don't deserve to be on the list.
ScarJo says what she wants. I mean, not says what she wants. She do whatever her job is. Shuts the fuck up. Go to the next one. It's a lot of people who shut the fuck up. Go to the next one. I would love to put. If honestly, I would love to put an Avenger in this. We got DC and Marvel. Fuck yeah. But ScarJo ain't do dumb shit.
Well, I'm sticking to my answer.
You can stick to your answer. We'll put this up on all our social media stuff. We'll go from there. But, Nation, as we do so...
She don't even fit in a group with them.
Why are you pissed?
Because when you told me about it, I didn't agree with it. So she don't even fit with them.
Well, until that, we're going to close this part of Lifeboat. We're going to put it on all our social media stuff. We'll let you guys be the judge.
Pretty
so,
much.
That's this week's Lifeboat.
Me and Sam ain't getting along on this one.
So I got to know where you
You got the notion.
That lifeboat just keep moving on, do it.
Lock the boat. Rock the boat. Rock the boat. Rock the boat.
All right, after that heated discussion of a lifeboat, I mean, man, you really got it in for J-Law.
Really got it in.
Alright. So, speaking of segments. So, I'm catering to new people at this point. But since we just picked four, when I say American Sweethearts. See, here's another thing. I always picked actors. I didn't go into singers. I didn't go into anything like that. Because you got American Sweethearts from the singing pool. Obviously, you got a Beyonce. You got your... You know, I'm trying to stick in one... And, you know what? Let's just call this American Sweethearts Volume 1. Mm-hmm. See, we'll dip into the singers. We'll dip into the whatever else.
Branches.
Yeah, but there's so many others we can pull. So, what else we got over here? Speaking of stuff that we can do, we did... Alright. It's 2014, and I am trying. We don't try to get this paper, this podcast. Not necessarily money, notoriety. When people say, "I don't try to get that paper,"
I want that bread.
9 times out of 10, they talking about money, which is fair, which is fine. But me personally, I would like money as well. But you know, notoriety, maybe a fan base. Because one thing, I'm not kidding when I say this. I joked around in 2014. We would like to do a lot of live shows because we don't always see your face. I mean, we had a few live shows last year, which is great. When we do the little shows and we put it up on Instagram real quick, a gathering of you show up and watch a live show pop up. But I kind of want to know... What type of audience would sit out and watch us talk shit for an hour all day? Because
it'd be more interactive.
It would be more interactive, but necessarily it would just be us and people talking. We'll probably have a little Q&A answer. We can do stuff like that. We would love to, but here's what we can do. In order to do that, we don't take a page, and we said it in the last podcast where, you know, Corey Monteith ain't coming back to Glee. It's a sad thing. Unfortunately, he passed away. But after my homework, Boardwalk Empire lost some really, 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 really heavy hitters this year. Because when you die off a show, they can't just write you back in. It's unfair to write people back in. You know what I mean? When you die, you're pretty much... You're gone. Spoiler alert, I know. But James Harrow, you know, on Boardwalk Empire, ain't coming back.
No.
I'm not going to tell you how he died.
James Harrow. Sorry. Excuse me.
Richard Harrow, played by Jack Hudson, he ain't coming back. Is that weird? I thought it was Huston.
That's what I thought.
Huston. But when he said it, it sounded like Hudson. So, either way, not coming back. No. And Richard Harrow was, man, Boardwalk Empire. Fortunately, we got to pay bills around here. So, submit it for the approval of whoever's listening and the Academy. We are going to go to Tasha's Acting Theater. Now, this is a heavy one to my heart.
Enough.
I feel
That's
good.
That's why I picked it.
Feel good about this one. Because right here, we're going to show we got some chops. I know I talked about Boardwalk Empire, you know, James Hudson isn't coming back. They may need a person there. But this whole show is gone. But this is, hands down, in 2000, well, whatever, it was the best show on television. And I'm not the only one saying that.
Scandal.
We're going to... Scandal cannot fuck with this show.
Up there.
The only reason Scandal get played because this show is gone. We're going to take you down to Albuquerque. To the set of Breaking Bad. In a pivotal scene between Declan, the main character, protagonist, or antagonist, depending on how you look at it, Walter White.
Really?
Now, Tasha does not kick. She doesn't cook nothing.
But I'll be playing the role of Declan.
Really? Yeah. Oh, you're not going to go Walter?
Mm-mm.
Here we go. This is a scene from season 5, episode 7,
mm-hmm.
when Declan and Walter meet for the second time. I'm ready whenever you are.
All right. Looks like you're about 1,000 gallons light here, Mike. Where's the juice?
The methylamine isn't coming. See, I got into my Walter White with that one. Anyway,
Why is that? Who the hell are you?
I'm the man who's keeping it.
What the hell is this? We had an agreement. We got our deal, so where's the tank, Mike?
Mike doesn't know where it is. Only I do. And you're dealing with me now, not him.
Why don't you just cut to what it is you want or what you think is going to happen here, all right? Because we're going to get what we came for.
That 1,000 gallons of methamphetamine is worth more in my hands than in yours. Or for anyone else's either, for that matter. But I need distribution.
Distribution?
That's right. So if you agree to give up your cook and sell my product instead, I'll give you 35% of the take.
35%? Wow. Are you kidding me? 35? Mike, please tell me this is a joke. Do you know how far we had to stick our necks out to get hands on this cash? And why the hell we want you to? Well, why the hell we want you? You realize we have our own operation, right?
I know all about your operation. See, my partners here tell me you produce a meth that's 70% pure, if you're lucky. What I produce is 99.1% pure.
So?
So it's grade school T-ball versus the New York Yankees. Yours is some tepid off-brand generic cola. What I'm making is classic Coke.
All right. Okay, so, if we just waste you right here, right now, leave you in the desert, then there's no more Coke on the market, right? See how that works? There's only us.
Do you really want to live in a world without Coca-Cola? My partner tells me you switched crews to a P2P cooked because of our success. You dye your meth with food color to make it look like mine. You already ate my product at every turn. But now you have the opportunity to sell it yourself.
I need you to listen to me. We're not going to give up this deal to be your errand boys. Do you understand? For what? To watch a bunch of junkies get a better high?
A better high means customers pay more. A higher purity means greater yield. That's 130 million of profit that isn't being pissed away by some substandard cook. Now you listen to me. You got the greatest meth cook. The two greatest meth cooks in America standing right here. With our skills, you'll earn more than that 35% that you would ever on your own.
Yeah, so you say. Just wondering why we're so lucky. Why cut us in?
Mike is retiring from our crew, so his share of the partnership is available. If you can't handle his end, distribution, and I give him $5 million of the $15 million that you brought today, just think of that as the finder's fee for you bringing us together. We have 40 pounds of product ready to ship, ready to go. Are you ready?
Who the hell are you?
You know exactly who I am.
say my name.
Do what? I don't have a damn clue who the hell you are.
Yeah, you do. I'm the cook. I'm the man who killed Cuss Frank.
Bullshit. Cartel got Frank.
You sure? That's right. Now say my name.
Heisenberg?
You're goddamn right.
I tried not to laugh. I really did. I tried my best not to laugh.
The best show on TV! That is the best show on television!
Well, it's on Netflix now.
Goddamn right.
Heisenberg.
That's right. Now say my name. Heisenberg.
It was a good show.
You goddamn right. Alright. Now, Taja's acting corner is available. We got a little bit of time left. Taja, if you are willing to go inside your computer one more time, ripped from the headlines. You ain't did this in a while. You probably got a stretch. Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. Okay, Tasha, so what we got?
Guy wakes up, finds a fox in his bed.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. I'm wake up and find some Jennifer Lawrence in my bed. It's all right.
Londoner Leon Smith was sleeping in the bed when he felt something nuzzle the back of his neck.
All right.
The 30-year-old figured it was his girlfriend, Sophie Merrill, rolling over. His Sophie Merrill. Merrill. Rolling
Merrill.
Over.
Merrill. Come on. One more time. Merrill.
Rolling Merrill. Over, he discovered that Merrill. Merrill had already left for work. And in her place, calmly staring at him, was a fox. The cheeky animal, which Smith eventually managed to chase out of the house, appears to have gotten in through the cat flap, which the couple is thinking they might not remove. Bad news for the cat.
That's it?
That's it.
What happened to the fox?
The fox? He chased it out.
How was that? Okay, alright. Granted, we haven't done breaking news in a while, and pretty much everything after Mandela passed is a slow news day, but... So no one took the time to say, what does the fox say?
What does the fox
say? I wish I had ding, that. Ding, ding, I ding, really ding, wish ding, I had that button. Ding, 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 ding. But, ding, ding, okay. Ding, all right. All right. Here is a question with that one for me and only me. How fucking hairy is his girlfriend where he just felt, it's just Cheryl Merrill. It's just Cheryl Merrill. I just rolled her eyes, damn fox. But he woke up, saw a fox, nothing frightened, he didn't. Not even like the shit, like, Sophie Merrill, sorry. Sophie Merrill, not Cheryl. But it would be good. No, you're a little late. No. All right. As you can see, that 15 minutes of that went away quick.
Yeah.
Real quick. Let's see if we can do it again with some more breaking news.
It's stupid. Student loses scholarship after putting semen in a breath mint bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you smiling?
I just want to hear you go.
Why you got to be from here, too? George Drake obviously didn't get the memo that not pulling senior pranks. The memo about not pulling semen pranks. Senior pranks.
Semen pranks?
If he had the student.
You can pull a senior prank, but you can't pull a semen prank.
If he had, the student from Saginaw, Michigan probably wouldn't have filled up a breath mint bottle with his semen and fed it to his classmates for a laugh. As it turns out, Adultering a food item is a felony. Jordan pled guilty and was lucky enough to escape a prison sentence in exchange for 18 months probation. However, the honor roll student did lose his chance to attend Michigan State University on a scholarship. And we thought the woman who mistook semen for her moisturizer had it bad.
Oh, wait. Was it a... Because I'm not misunderstanding. He put his jizz in a breath mint bottle. But that just said moisturizer.
No, it was a lady that... So a guy put semen in a bottle of moisturizer.
So it's two?
It said, yeah, it said, and we thought that the woman who mistook semen for moisturizer had bad.
Okay. Now, all right, that's a whole separate thing.
Yeah.
How? The question is this.
What's the song? Jizz on the song.
Yeah, all right. My question is this, though. If you put jizz in... Altoids? Is it breath mint?
Breath mint, like the spray, like Benaca. I'm assuming.
All right, but it couldn't be Benaca, obviously, because CO2 pressurized is no way for you to do it.
They also had a little drop, the little mint drops. Okay, but it's blue. The only thing, only
and that's what I was getting at. Those are like blue. I've seen a green one too.
Benaca or something. But semen is so thick, you can't.
How would you
Benaca?
How much jizz does this guy have readily available? How much jizz do you have? Is there any form... Like, this is why I'm not necessarily a big fan of news, because why don't you just say the brand name that where I can make sense? Because right now, what I'm thinking of, the little dot things, I don't know what to call it. Like, alright, first of all, if you jizzed in a box of Altoids, we all know. Tic Tacs. Yeah. Like, anything that's not liquid based.
Why is Altoid so gooey?
Alright, but either way, anything not liquid based is off the table already. Then you have liquid stuff that's like your Listerine, but they come in colors. I don't think, and I'm trying to meet them halfway.
I'm trying to see.
I'm trying to meet them halfway. Is there any clear, jizzy shit that you put in your mouth that's...
Let's see. Breath...
Breath Assure. Breath Assure is...
What's the name? What did they say? Breath...
Breath Assure. Spray. Yeah, but Breath Assure, I think that's more like a CO2 type thing, where you need like a...
Oh, whoa. You know what? I forgot that Listerine did make the spray.
In that is bottle, it clear?
No. The bottle is green, so you can't see.
So would it... Let me see that.
It's quite a few of them.
So the bottle is a hard bottle.
Yep. See.
Can you open that?
I think so. I'm trying to find possible, because right, I know Benaca is like an aerosol.
Not aerosol, but all right. Fair enough. You know what?
So he put the tip of his dick up to a little.
Do you know how much? Yeah, that's what I was getting at. I was just kind of like, you have to, you really got to plan this one out. And he was, what, MSU. That's an MSU guy. So that means he got kicked out. He was not there at the game. So he missed out of being a Rose Bowl champion. That's fucked up.
Was he a football player?
Yes, he was. That's fucked up.
Or was he on the academic scholarship?
That didn't go into details. Alright. We got room for a letter. A lot of times, we never get the letters on this podcast. And we try to help people out. We try to give some advice. We try to do a lot of stuff. If I can't do it via, you know, the show, obviously, I try to do it on social media. But I think we got enough time for one question. We're trying to hit all the new listeners with new stuff.
New flavor in your ear.
Okay, here we go. Do we go pregnant lady? Let's go with the pregnant lady. You've been pregnant before. Maybe you can help out.
Okay.
This is from Lissa. That's what it says. Lissa, right? That's
Lissa.
Lissa. Says, what would you do in this situation? Okay. All right. That's you. I wouldn't know because I've never been pregnant. It says, I'm currently 17 weeks pregnant. One of my friends, Sarah, has been trying for 2 years to have a baby. She and her husband has been to the doctor and done all sorts of tests, fertility treatments, but so far they haven't been successful, and she's really upset about it. I knew she would be very happy for me regardless, but I didn't bring up my pregnancy around her because I think it would be hard for her. Mm-hmm. Good friend move. Watch this shit just take a left turn. I told her that I was pregnant, and I haven't mentioned it to her since. It just says since. Is it mentioned to her since? Oh, because I can't read. I haven't mentioned it to her since when she told her. Okay, I can't read. That's my fault. The other day, I bumped into Sarah's sister at the grocery store. She has three children, and we got to talking about my pregnancy. The sister has three
of her own children.
So, not Sarah. Okay. All right. Okay. It's just how she wrote it. She keep using she and her. All right. She told me that Sarah is happy for me, of course, but it was hard for her to hear that I was pregnant after she's been trying for two. After only for 2 months. She asked me if I had any names picked out and told me a boy name that Sarah had picked out. I didn't know this was previously. So the name she picked, Sarah picked out as well. I don't know what I'm supposed to say at this point. I just kind of half smile say, yeah, it's a nice name. Should I cross that name off my list because my friend wants it? I'm sure if she eventually is able to have a child, she will love to, you know, have him have this name. But what if she eventually can have a baby? Will she always see my baby and hear his name and think what she could have wanted? She was never to have. I love that name so much, but I don't know what I should do to ever consider using it now. Got it? I got it. It took me a couple times how she wrote it.
Okay.
Pregnant lady. Let's break
People
it down.
People kill me with the whole, if I name my child this, you can't name, I can't name, if you name your child something, I can't name my child. I like that name. I'm not telling, if I pick out a baby name, I'm not telling nobody because I don't want nobody to steal it. Who cares? It's 1,000 Natashas, 1,000 million Natashas, 1,000 million Sams. It is what it is.
I know 4 mics off the top of my head right now.
If she's your real friend, if she's, no, regardless of, it does hurt having fertility issues. Been there myself. It hurts.
Yeah, that's before you met me.
Shut up. It does hurt. It is.
My semen is strong.
It does hurt to see people.
I don't need a Listerine
that
bottle.
That are close to you and you know, that are pregnant, and that's something that you want to have.
It's my boys can swim.
It's not impossible for her. But as you all being friends, there should be an understanding between you two to say, look, you know, I can't, you know, I'm here to support you. I can't control, you know, what's going on with you, but I am here for you. And she should have respect. If you chose a name, you had no idea that she wanted the name, you shouldn't have to walk on eggshells around her. If she your friend, y'all shouldn't have to walk on eggshells around each other. That's all I'm saying.
I understand what I'm about to say is a fucking oversimplification of this problem. Mm-hmm. Anybody ever just thought of middle names? Just thought it as a middle name. Just thought it as a middle name. There you go. And we're done. You have your cake and eat it too. You still named them that? But you kind of, gave it up for your friend because whatever. It's a good name.
If you
want
to give her the name just on good faith, that's a good move too.
That is a good move. It's a good friend, honestly.
But she shouldn't expect.
You shouldn't expect it exactly.
That's the issue. If she expects you to do that, then there's a problem.
Okay. There we go. We made it through a podcast.
Yes, we did.
Everything is cool. Happy 2014.
Yeah.
Not a lot of dick jokes. Not a lot of dick jokes this Good. Podcast. They're coming.
Well, we have vagina. We're not doing
jokes. No, sort of. Vagina discussion. But one thing I can say. We're back. I can let some stuff out of the box. We're having some pretty cool people that you need to check out. Mm-hmm. Some coming sooner than later. Others are pretty cool. We still ironing out the details.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Worst case scenario, it'd just be me in a room by myself. How this thing started?
Nah.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Because we don't want Sam by himself. We don't want to leave you to your own devices.
I'm not going
to
bullshit you. Those are some good shows. That's a flagship of the goddamn podcast. But, you know, have some good folks here. I don't know how to close this podcast, so I'm just going to say you could check out this podcast just like you found out any others. You could go... You know what? Hold on, I will say this. Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes.
If you have an iPhone or iTunes account or iPad, iPod...
If you are anyway change, anyway connected to Apple, is the quickest way to rep the podcast. Show your love without actually doing anything.
If you don't even type a review,
or
rate the show,
or if you don't type a review, or it's some lazy people out there. So I'm just throwing out there. Go to our Facebook page, like the fucking Facebook page. Go to Just Talk with Sam. Facebook / Just Talking with Sam. Like the page. And go on about your day. Doing those two things put us up. I hear a lot of people who, when I read emails and stuff, I really don't want to end it like this, but I read a lot of emails that you guys send and tweets and stuff like that. Twitter, my Twitter folks,
how about
no fucking problem
Sam
with Twitter.
SamSchoolNation.com.
No. That's kind of a cop out for some of these people. That's what I'm telling you about the emails.
No. Okay, fine.
I go to SamSchoolNation.com. Why don't you put news links and shit like that there? But that's where the social media aspect comes in. Like a lot of stuff we do via that. Mm-hmm. Some people want to take that extra step. I'm just saying, just like the Facebook page, the Twitter people got it down. Instagram people, for the most part, got it down too. Mm-hmm. It's Facebook and iTunes, people. When you gonna tell us another show? When is this? When is that? When is that? Or iTunes had a problem and I didn't get my show till Thursday. I'm just kind of like, yeah, you can get on Sunday. But if you subscribe, this shouldn't be a problem, you know?
Yeah.
Well, subscribe. You get what I'm saying? That's your iTunes argument right there. And your Facebook argument... Oh my God! You guys had a live show this time, or you was this? You was
my favorite. I mean, be on Facebook like that.
Just like the page. If you like the page, you probably will see something show up in your timeline.
Who knows? We may do some giveaways. You just never know.
I know, but you know,
you gotta like and find out.
So that's that. We'll close with that, and I'll give all our social media information. You can always reach us at Just Talking with Sam. / Just Talking with Sam on Facebook.
/ You always say / It's forward.
I always thought / Either way, /Facebook/
/Just Talking with Sam. Instagram is Just Talking with Sam. And Twitter is @SamShow11. Tasha Mack's information across the board is @IHeartTashaMack. That's Instagram and Twitter.
Anything else that can be reached, you can go to SamShowNation.com.
Pretty much.
So, that was our first show of 2014. We got through it.
Yes, we did.
And we coming with some pretty good stuff later on for 2014.
Stay tuned.
There's a lot of stuff that we got. Not throwing it out there. I'm just saying, 200 episodes, you know, whatever. So, year number 4. Getting it started.
Yeah.
All right. I will see y'all guys next week.
Alrighty.
Peace out, y'all.